Gladstone was converted to Home Rule, he decided that that was the thing that he should do next for Ireland. He committed himself, he said his mission was to pacify Ireland, and he had disestablished the Church of Ireland, he had given the tenants their rights, and the next thing then was to give them Home Rule. And he converted to Home Rule, and that of course displeased a number of those who had supported him, and there were quite a number who left the support of the Liberal Party as a result of that and became Unionists, but quite a number stayed on and supported the Liberals, and those, there were great numbers around Ballymoney, including the Reverend J.B. Armour, who was their sort of leader, who decided that they would stick with Gladstone and would continue to support him and therefore supported Home Rule. They certainly signed it eventually in the Town Hall and in the Protestant Hall, which was the Orange Hall on the other side of the street, but they couldn't get a church in which to hold the service. There was a big service held on the Covenant Day before the Covenant was signed, and nearly every town they paraded to a church, and this was where the service took place, and they dedicated themselves to God and to Ulster in that service. But none of the churches in Ballymoney except the Church of Ireland would have given them their premises. None of the Presbyterian churches would give their premises for the Covenant service, and they thought it would look too bad if they had to go to the Church of Ireland, that it should be a Presbyterian church, because the majority of the people were Presbyterians. And so what they did was they had an outdoor service at Leslie Hill, in front of the Leslie Hill House. A platform was erected there, but they couldn't get any of the Presbyterian ministers of the town to take part in the service. None of them would come. Certainly Armour wouldn't have been involved in it, and Dill wouldn't go either, and St. James's man didn't go. So they had to get country ministers to come, and the only two country Presbyterian ministers they could get was the Reverend Alexander Crothers from Rose Yards and the Reverend John McCammon from First Kilrats, and they were the two who conducted the service in Leslie Hill.